So, today we're diving deep into the world of Ocean Duran, Duran. As a choreographer to the stars,
Yeah, sure do.
describes himself as an ographer, though,
Yeah,
right?
right. I'll go for.
Their Ocean Remix project is really interesting. It's like this blend of audio and video and text, and it all makes you think about the power of language. Like,
It's really fascinating, isn't it?
yeah.
How Duran is like exploring how language connects to spirituality,
Totally.
weaving in linguistic concepts like, phonetics and semantics
Right.
with like biblical passages and
Oh, for sure, yeah.
philosophical musings. It's
I mean, so Duran's Ocean Remix
wild.
digs into this concept of logos, which comes from the beginning of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word. So, like, what is.
Logos is a very complex term
Okay.
with a long history,
Yeah.
in both theology and
Yeah.
philosophy.
Okay.
So in the Gospel of John, it refers to the divine word, the
Well,
source of creation. And
right.
Duran seems to be drawing this like parallel
Yeah.
between that creative power
Yeah.
and like the way that we use language
Okay.
to shape our understanding of the world.
I see. So Duran connects specific linguistic concepts to like
Conceptuals.
spiritual themes in some pretty.
Mind-bending
I know,
ways.
for example, they link phonetics. The study of speech sounds to the idea of like sounding rain and channeling rivers of purity. So, like, what could that even mean?
What could that even mean?
I know.
It's like Duran is suggesting that the physical act of creating sounds with our voices
Right.
has a spiritual dimension.
Wow.
So phonetics, remember,
Yeah.
focuses on the mechanics of speech. Like the way we
Right.
physically form sounds,
Okay.
maybe Duran is using those physical aspects of sound
Right.
to like represent something more
Yeah.
abstract and
Okay.
spiritual.
You mentioned that phonetics is different from phonology. Can you break that down for us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
While phonetics deals with the production of sounds, phonology focuses on the system of sounds
Okay.
within like a specific language.
Okay.
It's the abstract rules that
Yeah.
govern how those sounds work together.
So think of it this way. Phonetics is about how we make the sounds. And phonology is about how those sounds function, like within a system of meaning.
We have an assistant.
Okay. So tying that back to Duran's work, could they be using the physicality of sound in sounding rain to represent like a spiritual cleansing or like a flow of divine energy or something like that?
That's a very insightful interpretation, I think.
Yeah.
I think Duran's work often invites us.
To think about language, not just as a tool for communication, but as a force that can shape our reality and connect us to something larger than ourselves.
And it's not just phonetics. Duran also delves into ethos,
Yeah,
one of the
everything.
core principles of
Right.
rhetoric, which of course goes all the way back to Aristotle.
Yes, ethos,
Like the
the
credibility.
credibility or character of the speaker. Aristotle broke ethos down into three key
These
components:
are facts.
phronesis,
Phronesis.
which is practical wisdom, arete, which is virtue, and eunoia,
Minoia.
which is goodwill.
Goodwill.
And even today, these are still like the foundations of trust and credibility.
So how does Duran connect this ancient concept of ethos to their work with language?
Well, Duran emphasizes that.
Ethos is all about persuasion,
Yeah.
about building trust and
Yep.
connection
Oh, yeah.
through the way we use language. And this makes us consider,
Yeah.
the importance of being mindful,
Right.
not only of what we say,
Right.
but how we say it.
So true.
Like, do our words align with our actions?
Definitely, yeah.
Are we being genuine and
Yeah.
truthful in our communication?
Thinking about ethos in that way makes you wonder about the
It really does.
ethics of persuasion,
It does.
especially in today's world where we're constantly like
I know, right?
bombarded with messages, which leads us to Duran's text, Ocean Remix
Brilliant.
Polariter.
Ocean Remix Belarature.
This piece feels like a wake-up call, a critique of the overwhelming influence of like media and technology in our lives.
It's a timely topic.
So what?
For sure. Yeah. We're like drowning in information, constantly consuming media.
Yeah.
Duran seems to be warning us about the potential dangers of this information overload, suggesting that it can actually hinder our ability to connect with like real wisdom and truth.
Yeah, it's easy to mistake being well-informed with actually being wise, right?
It is.
In Ocean Remix Polariture, Duran seems to be calling for this return to something more essential, like a way of navigating the modern world without being consumed by it.
Without being consumed,
They talk about finding wisdom in nature, in ancient traditions.
And that's where the Hawaiian high-low chant comes in, right?
It's a chant that focuses on nature, family, and skillful navigation.
So what's fascinating here is how different cultures throughout history have used language to connect with nature and spirituality.
I see.
This chant is a beautiful example of that.
Totally.
It reminds us that we're not separate from nature, but deeply interconnected with the world around us.
So we're seeing these threads of spirituality, the power of language, and even a critique of modern society.
Totally.
All woven together in Duran's work.
Yeah.
It's a lot to unpack.
It is.
But even when fragmented, Duran's work offers us this unique blend of like personal reflection, linguistic analysis, and artistic expression that really challenges us to think differently about the way we use language.
It does.
Duran's work as a choreographer to the stars.
Yeah.
Has to inform their perspective in some way.
I would think so.
Could it be that the, the performative aspects of language are also at play here?
I think so.
Like how we use language to create a certain persona or image or...
It's a very interesting connection. Duran's background in choreography, where body language and expression are so central.
Yeah.
Could certainly be influencing their exploration of language and how it shapes our understanding of ourselves and the world.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
It is.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll continue our exploration of Ocean Duran's Ocean Remix.
Okay.
Looking deeper into how their ideas challenge us to reconsider the power of language.
Right.
In our own lives.
You know, it's fascinating how Duran uses the term ographer instead of choreographer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like they're deliberately breaking away from traditional labels, forging a new path.
Totally.
And that innovative spirit really comes through in their approach to language.
It does.
It's not just about analyzing words. No. It's about experiencing them, feeling their resonance, and exploring their hidden depths.
And Duran isn't afraid to challenge conventional thinking.
In Ocean Remix Polariture, they really delve into the potential downsides of our obsession with media and technology.
They do.
Don't they?
They argue that this constant consumption of information can actually prevent us from connecting with real truth and wisdom.
It's like we're drowning in information, but starving for meaning.
Totally. That's such a powerful metaphor.
It really is.
And it makes you wonder if we've traded genuine connection for the illusion of being informed. We might be consuming all this information, but are we really understanding it?
Right. Oh, right.
Are we letting it shape us?
Yeah. Are we letting it
in meaningful ways?
Shape us in meaningful ways, yeah.
Duran seems to be suggesting that true knowledge comes from a deeper place, from introspection, from connecting with nature and the spiritual realm.
Perhaps even from embracing the silence.
Oh, wow.
Between the words, allowing space for reflection and contemplation.
I think you're onto something. It's in those quiet spaces, away from the constant noise of the digital world that we can truly hear ourselves think.
That we can truly hear ourselves think.
Duran's work reminds us that language isn't just about transmitting information.
It's not just about transmitting information.
It's about creating meaning.
Yeah, yeah.
Building relationships. And expressing the full spectrum. Yeah. Human experience.
The full spectrum of human experience.
And sometimes It's about using language to point beyond itself to something transcendent, something that words can only hint at.
Like they're using language to map the uncharted territories of the soul.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
One thing that really stands out to me about Duran's work is the way they weave together seemingly disparate elements. Biblical passages, linguistic theory, personal reflections, and artistic expression. It's a really unique blend.
It's a truly interdisciplinary approach, reflecting Duran's belief that everything is interconnected. They're creating this mosaic of meaning where each piece contributes to a larger, more complex picture.
And that complexity is reflected in the structure of their work, wouldn't you say?
I would say.
It's not linear or straightforward.
No, it's not.
It's layered and fragmented, challenging us to piece together the puzzle for ourselves.
It's like Duran is giving us the raw materials and inviting us to build our own understanding.
And in that process of active engagement, we become co-creators of meaning.
Precisely.
Right.
You know, I'm starting to understand why Duran prefers the term ongrapher.
Oh, how so?
Because they're not just choreographing movement.
Right.
They're choreographing thought, emotion, and spiritual experience.
Wow.
They're orchestrating a symphony of the soul.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Yeah.
And we, the audience, are invited to participate in that grand orchestration.
We are.
It makes you wonder if language itself is a form of spiritual practice.
I think Duran would say that it can be if we approach it with intentionality, mindfulness, and a willingness to listen deeply.
To listen deeply, yeah.
To listen not just to the words themselves, but to the spaces between them.
Okay.
To the silences that hold the potential for profound revelation.
And to the echoes of the divine word that resonate
throughout all of creation.
As complex and multifaceted as Duran's work is, there's also a sense of playfulness, a joy in the act of creation that shines through.
That shines through,
it's contagious.
I completely agree. It's like they're reminding us that learning and exploration can be fun, that the pursuit of knowledge should be infused with a sense of wonder and delight. Yeah.
Their enthusiasm is infectious.
It is.
Making you want to dive right in and get your hands dirty with language.
Yeah.
To play with words
and
see what new meanings you can discover.
Yeah.
Maybe even stumble upon some spiritual insights along the way.
Speaking of insights, Duran's exploration of the High Law chant really got me thinking about the power of language to connect us to nature.
It's a powerful reminder that we're not separate from the natural world, but part of a larger interconnected web of life.
The chant itself feels like a form of ecological wisdom passed down through generations and encoded in language.
It makes you wonder what other forms of wisdom might be hidden in plain sight.
Right.
Waiting to be rediscovered.
Duran's work encourages us to approach the world with a sense of curiosity.
Yeah.
And openness to listen to the whispers of the wind, the rustling of leaves, and the ancient voices that speak through the natural world, to recognize the sacredness of all things, the interconnectedness of all beings.
Before we wrap up our deep dive into Ocean Remix, I think it's helpful to recap some of the key ideas we've explored so far. We covered a lot of ground.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We started by looking at how Duran uses the term orbifer as a way to break free from traditional artistic label.
Right. Yeah.
Then we explored the concept of logos. The divine word.
Right.
And how Duran connects it to the creative power of language.
Right. Yeah. We also discussed ethos.
Right, ethos.
The importance of credibility and trust.
In communication.
And in communication.
And we delved into Duran's critique of our media-saturated world in Ocean Remixed Polariter.
Ocean Remixed Polariter,
Where they challenge us to consider the sources of true wisdom and meaning in our lives.
In our lives,
We even traveled to Hawaii exploring the Hai Law chant and how it connects language to nature and spirituality.
But there's one more key element of Duran's work that we need to explore.
Okay.
Neurodiversity.
Neurodiversity.
We'll dive into that fascinating aspect of Ocean Remix.
Okay.
Right after a quick message. Stay with us.
So we've talked about logos and ethos and Ocean Remix Tolerature.
Right.
And even that Hawaiian chant.
Yeah.
But there's one more piece of Duran's Ocean Remix that we need to explore. Neurodiversity.
Yeah.
How do you see this concept playing out in Duran's work?
Well, it seems that Duran is exploring how different minds experience and interact with language, suggesting that there isn't like one right way to use it. Our individual neurology shapes our understanding and expression.
That adds another layer of depth to their work.
It does.
Doesn't it?
It really does.
Because it embraces those differences.
Yeah.
And celebrates the unique ways in which each of us communicates.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It reminds us that diversity of thought and expression enriches our understanding of the world.
Yeah.
If everyone thought and spoke in the same way, imagine how limited our perspectives would be.
Duran's work isn't just about language, is it?
No, it's not.
It's about the human experience.
It is.
In all its messy, beautiful complexity.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's about the search for meaning, the longing for connection, and the power of creativity to bridge the gaps between us.
And ultimately, it's about the transformative potential of language.
Yeah.
To awaken us to our own inner depths and to the interconnectedness of all things.
Duran's Ocean Remix is like a call to action.
Yeah.
An invitation to engage with language in a more conscious and intentional way.
Right.
To use it as a tool for self-discovery, for building bridges.
Right.
And for creating a world where every voice can be heard and celebrated.
It's a reminder that language is a gift.
It is.
A powerful force that can shape our reality and connect us to something larger than ourselves.
Duran leaves us with a sense of awe and wonder.
Okay.
A renewed appreciation for the magic and mystery of language.
And a burning desire.
Yeah.
To keep exploring.
Yeah.
Keep questioning and keep remixing.
Keep remixing, yeah.
Our own understanding of the world.
Of the world.
As we wrap up our exploration of Duran's Ocean Remix with you today, I think we're left with a sense of the incredible power and potential of language.
Absolutely.
Duran's work is a powerful reminder that language is so much more than just words.
It is.
It's a tool for creation, connection, and transformation.
Transformation.
If in the beginning was the word, as Duran echoes, what power does language hold to shape our understanding of the world, ourselves, and perhaps even the divine?
That's a great question.
What if, by changing the way we speak, we can change the way we see ourselves and the world around us?
It's possible.
And what if ultimately the power of language is the power to create our own reality? Those are some pretty profound questions to ponder.
Profound questions, aren't they?
We hope this deep dive has inspired you to explore the world of language with a renewed sense of curiosity and wonder.
Keep diving deep. And keep the conversation going.
Keep the conversation going.
Until next time.
Until next time.